And again. I'm going to close butt and restart it.
Now you're on.
We're on now? Okay. Well, all right.
There you are.
Okay, here we go. All right, folks, we had to restart the broadcaster a couple of times. And welcome to Yahweh's Covenant People. And this should be the last show of Second Esdras. Are you with me, Steve?
Yep, I sure am.
Okay, how about you, Greg?
I'm here, brother. I hear you okay, loud and clear.
Right. Okay. Well, it's annoying having to restart the broadcaster two or three times, but Paul said this is what we have to do until it gets totally fixed. But in the meantime, welcome, everybody. This is Yahweh's Covenant People on Eurofolk Radio, May 25th, 2018. And we're almost done with Second Esdras. So, Pastor Steve, you want to pick up where we left off?
Okay. Where we are going to start tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is verse 30 of chapter 15. There are copious notes that I will be reading with this. So I'm really going to try to stay on track tonight because we have half of 15 and the rest of 16. And this is some pretty heavy-duty stuff right here. So let's start at verse 30. We left off with a terrifying vision of warfare. Let me start at verse 28 and get people caught up here. Verse 28, what a terrifying sight appearing from the east. Verse 29, the nations of the dragons of Arabia shall come out with many chariots. And from the day that they set out, their hissing shall spread over the earth, so that all who hear them will fear and tremble. And here's where we start tonight, verse 30. Also, the Carmonians, raging in wrath, shall go forth like wild boars. And some of the readings lack wild boars. From the forest, and with great power they shall come and engage them in battle, and with their tusks they shall devastate a portion of the land of the Assyrians, that would be Asher, with their teeth. Verse 31. And then the dragons, Latin lacks dragons, but it's in the Greek and the Hebrew. Remembering their origin, shall become still stronger, and if they combine in great power and turn to pursue them, verse 32, then these shall be disorganized and silenced by their power, and shall turn and flee. And other authorities have turned their face to the north instead of turn and flee. See, there's two readings of this.
Mm-hmm.
Different versions. And I have both in this book. It gives the whole deal. Verse 33, and from the lands of the Assyrians, that's Asher, an enemy in ambush shall attack them and destroy one of them. And fear and trembling shall come upon their army and indecision upon their kings. This is all future prophecy. Okay. Here is the next subsection of chapter 15. It is called Judgment on Babylon. Verse 34. Let me get a little hit of this coffee. I was smart and made two cups of coffee, which are sitting here.
Don't spill it on your book.
I'm not. No. The book is well away.
Okay.
Verse 34. See the clouds from the east and from the north to the south. Their appearance is exceedingly threatening, full of wrath and storm. Verse 35. They shall clash against one another and shall pour out a heavy tempest on the earth. Okay, on the land, that would be. Okay, mm-hmm. That would be Eretz in the Hebrew. And this was originally written in Hebrew, translated to Greek. And their own tempest. Okay. It has meaning of Latin uncertain for this tempest. I'll get to tempest in a bit. And there shall be blood from the sword as high as a horse's belly. Mm. We've seen that before in Revelations.
Yeah, Revelation, exactly.
All right, verse 36. And a man's thigh and a camel's hock. That's verse 36.
What's that? Well, I didn't hear. I didn't understand what you just said there. What's
verse 36? They'll be sword as high as a horse's belly. Verse 36, and a man's thigh.
Oh.
And a camel's hock.
Hock.
Okay, that's halfway up the leg of a camel.
Oh, okay.
Rivers of blood.
Yeah, right.
Rivers of blood.
Rivers
you got
of
it. You got yeah. it. Yes, sir. Verse 37. And there shall be fear and great trembling on the earth. Those who see that wrath shall be horror-stricken, and they shall be seized with trembling. Verse 38. After that, heavy storm clouds shall be stirred up from the south and from the north, and another part from the west. Verse 39. But the winds from the east shall prevail over the cloud that was raised. And literally in the Hebrew, that he raised,
mm-hmm.
that speaking of Yahweh in wrath, and shall dispel it. And the tempest, and again, that's Latin, that's uncertain, that was to cause destruction by the east wind, shall be driven violently toward the south and west. Now, here's verse 40 and 41 and 42. There's some things I need to explain when we get into this due to all the notes that I have. Verse 40. Great and mighty clouds full of wrath and tempest shall rise and destroy all the earth and its inhabitants. That's the land, not the earth. That would be Eretz. Tabel is the earth. That's
planet.
The entire planet.
Right.
But Eretz is the land. And shall pour out upon every high and lofty place. And the alternate reading is on every high and eminent person.
Mm.
A terrible tempest. Now let's stop right here. This is in several spots. And terrible tempest, if you look it up, it is a horrible star.
Okay, not okay, a horrible a storm, a horrible a star.
Right, that's in Revelations as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Verse 41. Fire and hail and flaming swords and floods of water, so that all the fields and all the streams shall be filled with the abundance of these waters. That's invaders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing some of that now, and there's going to be a battle.
That's right.
Against these invaders, okay?
That's right.
Verse 42. They shall destroy cities and walls, mountains and hills, trees of the forest, and grass of the meadows, and their grain. Now, what's that tell you? That's going to devastate a lot of the lands.
Yes. Well, this sounds like Revelation 12, the flood of immigrants.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they, wherever they settle, they destroy.
That's right.
Do they not? They turn it into an S-hole. Okay.
Watch your
wherever
language,
they
Steve.
Settle, they make tent cities and cardboard shacks. And if they move into a neighborhood and there's a whole bunch of them, the neighborhood just goes to hell.
Yeah. Yeah, R. Jones took us by surprise at the last Fake News Now. I've known him for like 10 years, and he doesn't swear much. You know, I mean, he'll use euphemisms.
No, but he was angry. I thought it was excellent.
I never heard him use the S word before, all right? But he did on our show right at the very end. So please don't do that again. Thank you. Back to you.
Yeah.
Back to you, Steve.
I think if we can get Art in, he's going to be on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. He's a smart cookie, too.
Oh, yeah. And I have Mr. Little on tap for Fake News Now this Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He's running for the Senate in California against Dianne Feinstein or Cryan Feinstein. So that should be good.
Cryan Feinstein. Oh. Verse 43. They shall go on steadily to Babylon and blot it out. Well, Babylon is the system. They're wiping out the system of the cities. That's the Babylonian system. Okay. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Everything mm-hmm. for free. But the Native Americans don't get anything. We get nothing except the bill. Verse 44. They shall come to it and surround it. They shall pour out on it the tempest and all its fury. Now, that's that horrible star again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, other authorities, the second reading is, until they destroy it to its foundations. Are they not destroying the foundation of our society?
Just like the temple.
Yep.
Just like the temple. That was
That's
a foreshadowing.
Right.
Yep. Go ahead.
Continuing on, then the dust and smoke shall reach the sky, and all who are around it shall mourn for it. Are that the merchants going to cry when all their customer base disappears?
Revelation 19, the burning of Mr. Okay. Babylon.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Verse 45. And those who survive shall serve those who have destroyed it. Okay. Wherever they dominate today in our cities, our people, the white people, are second-class citizens. And
right.
the police and courts and all the social service agencies back them up on that.
Yes, yes. By the way, I had a really good conversation with Alfred Schaefer in Germany, and he said they had a very good public demonstration. There's the folk leader, he calls himself. He calls the leader of the people, and I don't even know his real name. But he's like the up-and-coming right-wing nationalist that's attracting a lot of attention. Of course, you're not going to hear anything about him in mainstream media until they can dig up a lot of dirt on him. But he says that the police, for the first time in any demonstration he can remember, were on the side of the demonstrators, on the side of the people. He said it's a very good sign. Very good sign.
The worm is turning.
That's right.
They're seeing their own nation destroyed, and they're starting to get angry.
That's right.
And they're going to rebel against the orders from on high. So
from on Jew.
We need that to happen here.
That's right. It's beginning to happen here, too. Go ahead.
This next subsection is called Judgment on Asia, and verses 46, 47, and 48... You can reference Revelations chapter 14, verse 8, and chapter 17, verses 4 and 5. That's Revelations 14, 8, and 17, 4 and 5. Verse 46 here. And you, Asia, who share in the splendor of Babylon and the glory of her person, verse 47. Woe to you, miserable wretch, For you have made yourself like her. You have decked out your daughters for prostitution to please and glory in your lovers who have always lusted after you. Let's stop right here. Lovers are other nations.
That's right. Religions, too.
And religions.
Mm-hmm.
And
Islam,
the
Judaism.
Daughters would be the cities of the nations. So they're allowing these others to come in their cities. Verse 48.
Why can't the Buddhists stay in Asia? Why can't the Muslims stay in
Asia?
Well,
this is Asia, and Asia back then was different than what we call Asia now.
Right, it was north of Palestine. Yep, but also east. Also east of Palestine.
The east, yes, and that is the Arabs, the dusky ones.
Right.
Verse 48. You have imitated that hateful one in all her deeds and devices. And the alternate reading is, you have followed after that one, about to gratify her magnates and leaders, so that you may be made proud and be pleased by her fornications. That's the Babylonian system.
Right, yeah, with all the multiculturalism, race mixing,
it's
being talked
about
right here.
Therefore, this is continuation of 48. Therefore, Yahweh says, 49. Now, it has God in here, but they anglicized it, okay?
Sure.
I don't know why they did all of that, but
I will send plagues upon thee. This is the King James Version. Widowhood, poverty, famine. Oh, wait a minute. No, I can't take this call. All right. Please continue. Somebody's trying to call in.
Yes, verse 49. I will send evils upon you, all right? Now, evils in the Hebrew would translate as ra, and that is harm, evil. It can have multiple meanings, but here it would mean harm. I will send harm upon you.
Yes.
Widowhood, poverty, famine, sword, and pestilence. Bringing ruin to your houses, bringing destruction and death. Verse 50. And like the glory of your strength shall wither, and the glory of your strength shall wither, like a flower when the heat shall rise that is sent upon you. You get a flower in a hot day and it'll just droop.
Yeah, the Internet Explorer, one of their favorite stories, you know, the ones they feature, some guy in Hawaii was staying behind, you know, even though the neighborhood was being filled with lava, right? And so he didn't run quickly enough, and the lava got his foot, burnt the bottom of his leg off, and the people near dragged him away and put a tourniquet on his leg, and he said, cut my leg off. I don't care if you cut my leg off. All right, whoever's calling, I can't take a call during the show. I'll call you back later. All right.
Okay. Verse 51, you shall be weakened like a wretched woman who is beaten and wounded, so that you cannot receive your mighty lovers. In other words, the other ones that have been supporting.
Right.
Okay. The other nations. Verse 52. Would I have dealt with you so violently, says Yahweh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting down on this situation. And they always have the Lord.
Right.
And it's never the Lord.
No,
you know,
never,
they,
not in the
they
Hebrew.
Have anglicized all these books.
Greg, have you got any cross references for us? Because I thought you had a bunch of notes on this, or maybe not this chapter.
Well, I've gone past the notes.
Yeah, I was asking Greg. Greg, did you
get any? Yeah, I don't have cross references for these verses right here.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. All right, but yeah, okay. But we've been mentioning, you know, favorite verses in the New Testament. Well, there's a lot of Old Testament references to the judgment day too that we could cross-reference. But please continue, Steve.
Okay. Well, if anybody's got notes like I've got them, it would be Greg.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've got a lot of notes throughout my, you know, study of this book. Just on this particular section, not so many notes and cross-references.
Mine either.
Yeah.
Neither. This particular, because we're almost at the end.
But verse 53 is such a key verse. Go ahead and read it. I'm going to talk about that a minute.
If you had not killed my chosen people continually, exulting and clapping your hands and talking about their death when you were drunk.
With power.
Right. Would I, 52 and 53 are one continuous verse, but they broke them up.
Right.
Would I have dealt with you so violently, says Yahweh, if you had not killed my chosen people continually?
Yeah, now who could this be talking about?
Your hands and talking about their death when you were drunk? You know, would Esau, I have done that?
Esau, no. Edom. There can't be anybody else being talked about here.
Well, brother, this just says to me that, you know, these are all future verses we're talking about here.
Right.
This destruction hasn't happened yet.
Well, it's coming because
it's happening now.
This is speaking to them now.
Oh, yeah. It's imminent, to be sure. But this matter of that, even in this time, that there's a chosen people and the whole Judeo-Christian world, they would look at this and think, well, he must be talking about the Jews. But we know much more.
Would.
We know that that is not the case. He's talking here about the Anglo-Saxon Caucasian people.
They being the chosen, absolutely. Yeah.
That's who he's talking about. And this matter of the exulting and clapping the hands and rejoicing over our extinguishing. Are we not seeing that going on at this very moment?
Did you remember when they were watching the Twin Towers come down and they were up on the roof and people... they were celebrating.
Right. Yeah.
The dancing Israelis.
Dying, it's filmed time them, to rejoice.
They filmed them rejoicing.
Well, he's addressing a great whore. The great whore of Babylon here. It's a she.
The general population still considers the Jews to be Israel. I was listening to Brett Allen Winters today.
Wow.
On
One of the other
shows, not his show, but
Radio Ranch.
The Radio Ranch with Roger Sales.
Right.
And he's right in that program. He's right there.
Yeah,
that's what
he doesn't get it. He really doesn't get it. Yeah.
He was talking about some of the Jews. He's a little Jew savvy, but he's still
good
in that
Jews versus
Judeo,
bad Jews. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's still in that Judeo mindset. Anyway, verse 54 of chapter 15, beautify your face, verse 55. These are actually meant to be read continually, but they have them broken up into these verses. So, beautify your face, verse 55. The reward of a prostitute is in your lap. The great whore again. Therefore, you shall receive your recompense. Verse 56. As you will do to my chosen people, says Yahweh, so Elohim will do to you.
Yes, and
payback is going to be tough.
And Revelation says
hand
double.
And you over to adversities.
Amen.
Verse 57. Your children shall die of hunger, and you shall fall by the sword. Your city shall be wiped out, and all your people who are in the open country shall fall by the sword. Talk about Obadiah. Anybody? Okay. Verse 58, those who are in the mountains and highlands shall perish of hunger, and they shall eat their own flesh in hunger for bread and drink their own blood in thirst for water.
Wow. Does it each other's blood or their own blood?
Their own blood. They shall eat their own flesh and hunger for bread, and drink their own blood in thirst for water. Verse 59. Unhappy above all others, you shall come and suffer fresh miseries. Verse 60. As they pass by, they shall crush the hateful city. Okay. And another reading is idle or unprofitable city. And shall destroy a great part, shall destroy a part of your land and abolish a portion of your glory when they return from devastated Babylon.
Yes.
Verse 61. Now that may be New York. We don't know. That's Babylon today.
Oh yeah.
You shall verse 61, you shall be broken down by them like stubble, or it has like dry straw as an alternative. And they shall be like fire to you.
Amen. Directly from Obadiah right there.
Yeah.
For verse sure.
62. They shall devour you and your cities, your land and your mountains, and your new capital. They shall burn with fire all your forests and your fruitful trees. They shall carry your children away captive, plunder your wealth, and mar the glory of your countenance. Now, Schlump has recognized Israeli,
right,
and says that Jerusalem is their capital. True Israel was told to abandon that. We were put in dispersion. And that will not be the capital of Yahweh's kingdom. There will be a new Jerusalem come down. It hasn't come yet, but we're waiting. We're being patient. It's all on Yahweh's timetable, not ours. And we just need to be very, very careful and keep in his will.
Amen.
As I have said, we cannot allow ourselves to be deceived and follow false gods. We have to stay true to Yahweh, and we cannot associate in any manner with anybody that worships other than Yahweh.
Yeah.
And that includes the Judeo-Christians.
Yeah, I got the cross references in Revelation 18. I think Captain Witness corrected me. It was 18, not 19. Verses 6 through 8. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and hath lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Yeah, the Jews really think, they really believe this. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is Yahweh Elohim who judges her. Second Esdras is virtually the same language.
Yep.
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
These books we're not studying these by accident. These are the hidden books that really break, you know, I would argue you don't really understand Revelation unless you have a grasp of this book that we're looking at.
Right. Well, this is very descriptive.
This is the foundation for understanding it.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And this reads more like prose, you know, because it all depends on the translation, of course, right? So what verse were you at? I got distracted, Pastor Steve.
We're going to start chapter 16.
Oh, okay. We're up to 16.
We're done with 15. We're going to start chapter 16.
And mar the beauty of thy face. What do you think that means?
Mar the glory of your countenance.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
In other words, all their lies will be exposed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, oh, okay. Is that still referring to, okay. Mystery Babylon, the whore.
That is right, the system.
Yeah, when you see her for what she really is. Okay,
that's
chapter
correct.
16.
Verse 16, the subsection here is further denunciations. Verse 1, woe to you, Babylon and Asia. Woe to you, Mitzrayim, or Egypt, and Syria, they have here.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Bind on sackcloth and cloth of goat's hair, like the prophets wore, okay? Because they were rough garments. And wail for your children, and lament for them, for your destruction is at hand. In other words, that whole area over there, they're all just going to kill each other. Basically, that's what I see happening. They're going to keep on, and they're going to keep pushing and shooting little kids, and they're going to have another war where all those countries are going to gang up on them.
Yeah, that'll be in a day to see.
Yep, I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, the sword has been set upon you, and who is there to turn it back? Verse 4, a fire has been sent upon you, and who is there to quench it? Verse 5, calamities have been sent upon you, and who is there to drive them away? Verse 6, can one drive off a hungry lion in the forest, or quench a fire in the stubble once that it has started to burn? Ooh. And the other reading is fire when dry straw has been set on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually
of course,
the same thing.
Of course, we're still talking about Mystery Babylon, the great whore of Revelation. And
that's
so
right.
the main burning is going to be in her cities because that's where all the iniquity occurs. Now, chances are the farmland may not suffer this. Okay?
Yeah.
The farmland may not suffer this. But certainly the cities will, in small towns, bigger cities, smaller cities, et cetera, wherever Jews congregate and wherever their proxy armies, okay? And if they happen to come out of the cities into the countryside, we'll be ready for them.
Quite honestly, I think there's going to be a lot of desertions
mm-hmm.
by their forces.
Probably.
Verse 7. Can one turn back an arrow shot by a strong archer? Now, they have the Lord God here, but it's Yahweh Elohim
mm-hmm.
in the Hebrew. Yahweh Elohim sends calamities, and who will drive them away? Verse 9 of chapter 16. Fire will go forth from his wrath, and who is there to quench it? Verse 10. He will flash lightning, and who will not be afraid? He will thunder, and who will not be terrified? Verse 11. Yahweh will threaten, and who will not be utterly shattered at his presence? Verse 12. The earth and its foundations quake. The sea is churned up from the depths. And its waves and the fish with them shall be troubled at the presence of Yahweh and the glory of his power. Verse 13. For his right hand that bends the bow is strong, and his arrows that he shoots are sharp, and when they are shot to the ends of the world will not miss once. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. Calamities are sent forth and shall not return until they come over the earth. All this is following Revelation of what's going to happen.
Yes, and this preceded Revelation. It's almost a verbatim script that's being read from.
It's way, way, way before.
Right.
Verse 15. The fire is kindled and shall not be put out until it consumes the foundations of the earth. That would be the foundations of the land, okay? Yeah,
the various lands, right? Yep.
Well, the lands. There would be Eretz, not Tabel. They anglicized it. They keep translating land as earth.
Right.
And that is incorrect. Verse 16. Just as an arrow shot by a mighty archer does not return, so the calamities that are sent upon the earth / land shall not return. Verse 17. Alas for me! Alas for me! Who will deliver me in those days?
Yes. Whoa. Oy vey, oy vey.
Oy vey, oy gavo. Oh, it's another show.
Right.
There's
no business like show business.
You can almost hear the Jews wailing here.
Yeah, right.
No business like show business. There's no business I know. Oy.
Broadway is such burning, Steve.
such a deal we have for you, Meshuggah boy. The horror of the last days. Here we go. Verse 18. The beginning of sorrows, when there shall be much lamentation, the beginning of famine, when many shall perish, the beginning of wars, when the powers shall be terrified, the beginning of calamities, when all shall tremble. What shall they do when the calamities come? Now, these are calamities from Yahweh upon all these forces that are opposing Israel and his will. Okay? Verse 19. Famine and plague, tribulation and anguish are sent as scourges for the correction of, and it has humankind here, that would be Adamkind. He's not going to correct the non-Adamics.
Right.
The ones that are opposing him of non-Adam will be destroyed. Yet for all this, they will not turn from their iniquities or ever be mindful of the scourges. People are just ignoring what's going on.
Right.
They don't want to know. They're too busy with stuff. Verse 21, indeed, provisions will be so cheap upon earth that people will imagine that peace is assured for them, and then calamity shall spring up on the earth.
Yeah, I mean, we have like the cheapest food prices ever these days.
Right, but they're really not, there's no nutrition in them.
Yeah, right, that's why the food is cheap. Yeah.
Continuing on, the calamity shall spring up on the earth, the sword, famine, and great confusion. Those food supplies will run out quickly if we get in a war here.
Oh, yeah.
And in Europe, if they have open fighting, there's no deliveries to the stores, and they will empty out, and they'll be killing each other over a pack of crackers.
Yeah. Yeah, and starving people in the cities will swarm to the farms and kill the farmers and take their produce.
Well, they think they will.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about Mexico.
Oh, well.
All right, Mexico City.
Verse 22. For many of those who live on the earth shall perish by famine, and those who survive the famine shall die by the sword. Revelations again.
That's right.
Verse 23. And the dead shall be thrown out like dung, and there shall be no one to console them. And in other scripture says there will be no one to bury them. Okay.
Yeah.
For the earth shall be left desolate and its city shall be demolished.
There you go.
Verse
24. I got a sledgehammer.
Oh, we're trying to scare people. Oh no. Don't read that. I don't want to hear that. Verse 24. No one shall be left to cultivate the earth or to sow it.
Yeah.
Verse 25. The trees shall bear fruit, but who will gather it? Verse 26. The grapes shall ripen, but who will tread them? for in all places there shall be great solitude.
Oh, no sangria for Eli. Uh-oh. I better stock up.
Yeah, verse 27.
You read my mind,
Steve. A person will long to see another human being or even to hear a human voice. Now, what do they say is going to happen? How much of the Earth's population is going to be destroyed? Okay. Verse 28. For 10 shall be left out of a city, and 2 out of the field, those who have hidden themselves in the thick groves and clefts in the rocks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Verse 29.
Arkansas, Missouri.
Just as in an olive orchard, 3 or 4 olives may be left on every tree, verse 30, or just as when a vineyard is gathered, some clusters may be left. And another version is a cluster may remain exposed. There's a lot of notes on this section.
Mm-hmm.
Some clusters may be left by those who search carefully through the vineyard. Verse 31, so in those days, 3 or 4 shall be left by those who search their houses with the sword. Or the M16 or AK-47 or whatever they're carrying.
Exactly.
Verse 32, the earth shall be left desolate and its fields shall be plowed up. And the other reading, its fields shall be left for briars, and its roads and all its paths shall bring forth thorns, because no sheep will go along them. Verse 33 and 34, you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 19. That's 3 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 19. Verse 33, virgins shall mourn because they have no bridegrooms. Women shall mourn because they have no husbands. Their daughters shall mourn because they have no help. Verse 34, their bridegroom shall be killed in war and their husbands shall perish of famine. And here's another subsection. God's people must prepare for the end. What have we been saying?
That's right.
What have we been teaching? You're gonna do a lot of fishing then, Greg.
Maybe I'm just practicing.
You may have to eat carp, Greg.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with carp. Cut the mud vein out. It's got fins and scales.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had that conversation earlier. They have fins and scales. You could eat them if you had to.
If they raise them in a clean pond, they're good. They're good eating. I've eaten carp.
It's the boniest fish. It's the boniest fish in the world. Every bite is full of bones. You got to pick it out really carefully.
Well, not if you cook them and then shred them. Then you have good carp patties. I've never had any trouble with them.
Carp patties.
Verse 35. Listen now to these things and understand them, you who are servants of Yahweh. Verse 36. This is word of Yahweh. Receive it and do not believe what Yahweh says. Okay, do not believe the gods of whom Yahweh speaks. That's the alternate reading. Now, what do we just have a problem with?
All right, ISIS, gods? Right?
Okay, verse 37. Scripture just keeps backing us up, Eli.
Right.
I almost said Leroy. Verse 37. The calamities draw near and are not delayed. Verse 38, just as a pregnant woman in the 9th month, when the time of her delivery draws near, has great pains around her womb for 2 or 3 hours beforehand, but when the child comes forth from the womb, there will not be a moment's delay. Verse 39, so the calamities will not delay in coming upon the earth, and the world will groan, and pains will seize it on every side, comparing the world to a woman in labor. Okay? That's pretty profound.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 40. Hear my words, O my people. Who's he speaking to?
Israel.
All right.
True Israel.
Real Israel.
True Israel, right. Not the Jews, yeah.
Hear my words, O my people. Prepare for battle. Uh-oh. Prepare for battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not just spiritual battle. And in the midst of the calamities, be like strangers on the earth.
Okay, and this is all in self-defense. We're not to... Nothing here relates that we are to take the initiative in fighting against, because the book of Revelation, who can make war against the beast? Okay. This is all us preparing for and defending ourselves against Mystery Babylon when this day has finally arrived. Of course, it has arrived economically, and it has arrived in terms of the proxy soldiers they have sent to our nations. Okay. But our people have yet to pick up their swords. That's getting ready to happen.
No.
Okay.
They're just going to push too far one
That's
day.
That's right. That's right.
No. Verse 41. Let the one who sells be like one who will flee. Let the one who buys be like one who will lose. Verse 42. Let the one who does business be like one who will not make a profit. And let the one who builds a house be like one who will not live in it. Verse 43, let the one who sows be like one who will not reap. So also the one who prunes the vines like one who will not gather the grapes. See, these are all meant to be read in series without me giving the verse numbers.
But right.
I'm doing that so people can follow along. Verse 44, those who marry like those who will have no children, and those who do not marry like those who are widowed. Okay, and then there's a period, finally. It interrupts the reading when I give these verse numbers.
Yeah, well, just continue the sentences and then, you know, give the verse of the next sentence.
All right, I will do that because this is irritating. Verse 45, because of this, those who labor in vain, for strangers shall gather their fruits and plunder their goods, overthrow their houses, and take their children captive. For in captivity and famine, they will produce their children. That's 45 and 46. And the alternative is... Therefore, those who are married may know that they will produce children for captivity and famine. That's the alternate reading.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 47. Those who conduct business do so only to have it plundered. The more they adorn their cities, their houses and possessions, and their person, the more angry I will be with them for their sins, says Yahweh.
Amen. Cross-reference, please.
That's 47 and 48.
Deuteronomy 28, 30 through 32. Speaking to true Israel, thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away before thy face, and shall not be restored to you. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. That's 30 and 31, 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand.
Yep.
Esdras, I mean, he must have been familiar with Deuteronomy 28.
Surely.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. verse 49 and 50, okay? Just as a respectable and virtuous woman abhors a prostitute, so righteousness shall abhor iniquity when she decks herself out and shall accuse her to her face. When he comes, who will defend the one who searches out every sin on earth? We are supposed to confront.
That's right.
Those that violate Yahweh's
laws.
That's
right. Not like wishy-washy Christians.
No, we are not supposed to just let things slide. We are to confront this. You are doing wrong. Repent. Oh, well. Here's another subsection. The power and wisdom of God. Verse 51, therefore do not be like her or her works. Verse 52, for in a very short time iniquity will be removed from the earth and righteousness will reign over us. Verse 53, sinners must not say that they have not sinned.
Never been a sinner, never sinned. What a silly song.
For God will burn coals of fire on the heads of everyone who says, I have not sinned before God in his glory.
Amen. Be humble. Yep, be repentant.
No. Don't associate with pagans. Verse 54. Yahweh certainly knows everything that people do. He knows their imaginations and their thoughts in their hearts. Verse 55. He said, let the earth be made, and it was made. And let the heaven be made, and it was made. Verse 56. At his word, the stars were fixed in their places, and he knows the number of the stars. Verse 57. He searches the abyss and its treasures. He has measured the sea and its contents. He has confined the sea in the midst of the waters, and by his word he has suspended the earth over the water.
Book of Job.
That's 58 and 59, or 57 and 58, pardon me. Verse 59, he has spread out the heaven like a dome and made it secure upon the waters. He has put springs of water in the desert and pools on the tops of the mountains, so as to send rivers from the heights to water the earth. That's 59 and 60. Verse 61. He formed, and they have human beings here, that would be Adam.
Right.
He formed Adam and put a heart in the midst of each body and gave each person breath and life and understanding. And the spirit of Almighty God, that is El Shaddai, okay, or the Lord Almighty, that's El Shaddai, who surely made all things and searches out hidden things in hidden places. That's 61 and 62. Now, the only one he put the breath and the spirit in was Adam.
Right.
Not the others. They are as beasts of the field. So the mistranslation here, human beings, I have corrected.
That's right. Good.
Verse 63. Now listen to this. He knows your imaginations and what you think in your hearts. Woe to those who sin and want to hide their sins. Ouch.
Ouch.
Verse 64. Yahweh will strictly examine all their works and will make a public spectacle. Public spectacle.
Ooh.
Of all of you. Verse 65. You shall be put to shame when your sins come out before others, and your own iniquities shall stand as your accusers on that day.
It's going to be rough, folks.
Amen. This is some scary stuff right here.
Yeah, right. All alone on that stage, and Yahweh accuses you before the whole theater.
Yep.
Theater of the planet.
Verse 66.
2 minutes,
what
Steve.
Will you do? What will you do? Or how will you hide your sins before Yahweh in his glory? Verse 67. Indeed, Yahweh is the judge. Fear him.
Hmm.
Cease from your sins and forget your iniquities, never to commit them again. So Yahweh will lead you forth and deliver you from all tribulation.
Praise Yahweh. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is another subsection. We're coming down close here.
Yeah, we don't need to finish this because it's just a continuation of the same judgment. But it's very personal here in this section, right?
We've got 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't finish it.
No, you won't. But just keep rolling. Keep on rolling.
Impending persecution of God's people. The burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over you. They shall drag some of you away and force you to eat what was sacrificed to idols. Verse 69, and those who consent to eat shall be held in derision and contempt and shall be trampled underfoot. Verse 70, for in many places and in neighboring cities there shall be a great uprising against those who fear Yahweh.
Amen.
Verse 71. Mm. They shall be like maniacs,
that.
Sparing no one, but plundering and destroying those who continue to fear Yahweh. Verse 72, for they shall destroy and plunder their goods and drive them out of house and home. And verse 73, you can reference Zechariah 13, verse 9, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Then the tested quality of my elect shall be manifest like gold that is tested by fire. Promise of divine deliverance, verse 74. Well, I guess that's it.
We're delivered. We're here to be delivered one way or the other to Yahweh's judgment. Thanks for listening, folks. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. This has been Yahweh's Covenant People for May 25th, 2018. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next time.
Praise Yahweh.